It's bad. Anime.
All right, I'm recording, but I'm cautious.
And I'm John. And
that's perfect. Leave it in.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide, is this anime bad? All right, so, like, what happened with this one?
Well, this is one of those weird things where Crunchyroll just kind of goes, oh, whatever, because...
Yeah.
First off, this was apparently originally a film from 2020, and but it says film and it premiered places, but it's only 63 minutes. What are the chances when we actively say, hey, we're gonna try to get away from OVAs on this pod, we just pick a modern OVA that for some reason Crunchyroll split up into three 20-ish minute episodes,
which is why we kind of classified it as a three episode rule, because you sent it over to me and you were like, I guess I won't anymore, but you sent it over to me and you were like, oh, these are some three episode rules we could do, and I was like, great, like, let's do it. And then I watched through it and I was like, huh, this feels like weirdly over.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's a cliffhanger, like it feels like that was the whole story, but I'll wait. And then I texted you and I was like, so what's going on with this Burn the Witch show? And you were like, well, let me tell you.
Yeah, but the reason why it appeared, because I saw on the Crunchyroll, like, the recently added, or, like, you know, or was, I think I might have actually just said Winter Simulcast. I'm like, yeah. What happened is they literally on, I think it was December 20-something or 30th-something, they released a sequel.
Yeah.
A 29-minute sequel anime that they just put out for the world to see. So that's why I was added under... Spring simulcast. Sorry, winter simulcast. So I don't know if it's a site error or whatnot. So we watched the thing and we're like, huh. Well, it's a thing, I guess. The first line was fairy tales are such bullshit. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is gonna be edgy and
here
cool.
Here we go.
And I'm not sure how into this I am already.
So okay. The thing about this movie, this film, I guess, right?
It's whatever the fuck.
The first episode, right? Or, like, we can call it the first 20 minutes, right?
Yes.
Man, was there, like, a whole lot of exposition that I felt like I was supposed to understand that I just didn't?
I understood that there was a reverse London where you go into a portal and then you're this weird alternate London and there are, like, dragons everywhere. And like 70% of deaths are because of these dragons, but normal people can't see the dragons. So the reverse people have to see and fight the dragons, but they can't touch the dragons or they get killed because they're dragons.
Right.
And then they have a friend who like constantly attracts dragons and they're witches. Then they fly around on brooms and then fight dragons. But there's a blue-haired guy who's doing some nefarious shit with dragons. There's a pink-haired girl who has like this weird fascination with dragons,
and she like raises a baby dragon.
But then she activates Time Wizard and turns it into the older dragon,
the thousand dragon, and then she's with the thousand dragon and the thousand dragon loves her and she names it Ellie, but it's that's a dumb name, so they try to help her get away from the dragon because apparently you're not supposed to be that close to a dragon. And then the dragon turns into like a big fucking like pigeon dragon, like a bird.
Yeah.
And then it like starts destroying reverse London and they're all like, oh, Jesus. And then the guy with the blue hair is like, oh, that's one of the legendary dragons. And they're like, okay. And then they kill it.
Yeah, but then like they learn the blue-haired guy was involved in some conspiracy or something. These girls, I don't know if they're in a school or a police force.
They're kind of like in a weird reverse London police force, I think, with like they're called the Pipers. They're like a group of people that are supposed to do something with the dragons. They never really make it fucking clear. They're like, oh, we're the Pipers. We're not the Savers. I was like, what a fucking dumb name for a team, the Savers.
The Savers.
Shut up.
Oh, like, my God.
They're like, we're not supposed to save the day. Oh, God.
What?
It was okay, so that's the plot in a nutshell, but there are a few things that I'd like to dig deep into here, right? The whole reverse London theory I mean, the whole like storyline about reverse London, because it was like you explained it really well, that there's regular London where regular people live, then there's reverse London where people who see dragons live, because they are the ones that are fighting dragons, because dragons are everywhere, but normal people can't see them. But only the people that live in reverse London and are born with some genes, specific genes, can see them. And also maybe some people born in actual London with heightened senses can kind of see dragons as well. But not everybody in regular London can see dragons. It just got so fucking confusing. I was like,
honestly,
this is just way too complicated and does not need to be at all.
I mean, the more you describe it, Bouncy, it just sounds like The Matrix, but with dragons instead of robots.
It does. But like, even The Matrix wasn't as complicated. This is just like, it has so many different layers of why am I learning this? Like, what is this doing for the story?
Yeah,
and the answer
point,
is mostly nothing. Like, they could have just gotten rid of the idea of reverse London entirely and just been like, yeah, it's London. This is a world with dragons. Go. It would have been so much easier.
And our main characters are two Pipers, not Perry, but one of them is a small blonde, so who knows?
Yeah, her name's Ninny. And then
she was a Ninny, I'll tell you that.
A Ninny. And the other one's name is Noelle. And they kind of have a fun dynamic that I liked, and she's kind of like the blonde, loud, verbose one, is Ninny, and Noelle's kind of like the black-haired, I don't really care.
Oh, God, I have so many better things to do. It's like, no, you don't.
God, I'm just so fucking cool. And
it's like,
yeah,
I have better things to do, but I have to watch this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but also I had to bring this up because Ninny's last name, I believe, was, Ninny Spangle.
Spangle.
Yeah, not Spankhole, which is a very unattractive name for a...
Which
for
is
an anus.
Actually very funny because like the blue hair guy you mentioned, his name was so funny. His name was Bruno Bang Knife.
I forgot about
Could there be more of a Switchblade Jay White name in real
Bang
life?
Knife.
Bang also, Knife.
We also have to focus on the English spelling here. Where's Bruno? Normal. It's BANGNYFE for knife.
Bang Knife.
Bang Knife.
God. And then we had my favorite character who's first off, there's this guy named Balgo. Balgo's the guy that attracts all the dragons that everybody's like trying to get. And but he has a cool dog named Osushi, which is all sprouts wings like a little dragon. It's a really cute dog, and it was my favorite character by far.
I had a feeling that would be your favorite. Oh, wait, that's the guy who attracts all the dragon folk.
Yeah, his name's Balgo
and
Parks.
And he's a huge simp for Noelle the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's his entire character.
Yeah.
He's like, Noelle!
I just thought it was kind of funny, like, to the extent that they did that. I really enjoyed that kind of...
Honestly, it was the only time the show, showed a sign of, like... Anything, really.
Humanity.
Charm.
Actual emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. There's this giant like conspiracy that Bruno Bang Knife is a part of. I don't know. There's like a room of guys in a table sitting looking at each other. Let's just for the sake of it call them Sele.
Bouncy, you're thinking of Verm again.
Verm. Yeah, it was Verm. Ah, I literally just wake up screaming Verm sometimes when I'm sleeping.
Is that before or after you ejaculate?
Oh, during.
Oh, good. What are we condoning?
Verm!
Verm! Oh no, I vermed all over my blanket.
Oh no, all over my bang knife.
Okay, now I just want to refer to my wiener as a bang knife. And someone's anus as a spankhole.
Spankhole? Put your bang knife in my spankhole. Yeah.
What?
There were a lot of things here.
If a girl ever said that to me, I would hope she gets arrested.
I hope so, too. I'd call 911 immediately. I'd be like, get this person in grammar jail. Because
I'm scared.
Jeez. Yeah, but this film was very... It had a lot of layers. It had, like, the conspiracy guys. It had the police that were doing something shady. It had the head of the Pipers who, like, shot down the dragon at the end with one go.
Oh, yeah.
And could have just been there the whole time to do that and didn't have to have anybody die or any buildings explode or, you know, there was a lot of weird stuff in here that I guess could have been expanded if they made it more of a series. But at the same time, I kind of didn't want that because it really, really just, it just really just tried to do too much in such a short amount of time. And I don't know if it was supposed to be like a 26 episode series and they just got like whittled down by the studio to a movie, but they really went for it and came up with nothing in the end.
Well, that's the thing here, and I feel so bad saying this, but like I gave this film a shot, but I just was looking for the next sign of life, the impetus of anything of note, and I just got nothing.
No.
The art style, music, everything. I'm just like, there wasn't like any like little glimmer of me to latch onto and say I'm enjoying my experience with this, because I really did not. I know the guy behind the manga is a big name. He's the Bleach guy.
Yeah. Yep.
So the Bleach guy wrote the original manga for this. Cool. I guess whatever. I've watched
you know,
virtually no Bleach.
We've been through this a lot with people like with a bunch of like manga authors, with a bunch of people like that. And you know, they may have made one good anime or manga, but that doesn't mean they're all gonna be good. Like Gonagai.
Yes, exactly.
Gonagai. Definitely not every Gonagai work is worth watching.
Absolutely.
And this to me also was not worth watching at all.
What else can we really say about it? I know we're only like 11 minutes into the episode here, but I think we're running dry on things to say.
No, it's fine, because I think like the main thing about this was like it was just so overwhelmingly underwhelming, if that makes any sense. Like
that makes all the sense in the world, my friend.
Tried to just do so much and tried to make so many dynamics and tried to make so many stories that just didn't have a full or exciting or interesting narrative attached to them. So it was just kind of like a bunch of arms flailing with no body.
That's a very specific analogy, but weirdly enough, that works.
Thank you. Just came up with it. Wow.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So I mean, what would you call it bad though? I guess is what we're going to, I mean, I'm not going to say the, are we in or are we out? Because clearly it's not a 3 episode rule, but
right.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just committing the crime of being totally uninteresting and ununique in so many ways. The plot's a jumbled mess. The characters I don't find compelling at all. Though even the ones that I laughed a little bit, I wasn't drawn in by them.
Yeah.
The dog started to piss me off after a while. Like, I mean, I get it. You're a cute dog. Get off the fucking screen. So I was mad by the end. Legitimately kind of agitated.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was definitely bad. I did not enjoy this. I don't know what the reviews look like on it, but on my anime list, for example, it's got an average of like a 7.13. So it's apparently a lot of people have enjoyed it at least. Most reviews have been kind of mixed feeling reviews, and those are the ones that have the most upvotes, which I can understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, that rating of 7 says something. Like some people really enjoy this, but I feel like the only way that I would enjoy this if I was maybe like 8 years old and just enjoyed like the flashing colors and stuff and the dragon stuff, because dragons are cool.
Yes.
Like that's pretty much all it had going with it alongside Bruno Bangknife.
Okay, as much as I want to sway my opinion, because now that we have Bruno Bangknife and Ninny Spankole, I can't change my opinion on this show being bad, film being bad.
Nope.
But I will remember Bruno Bangknife if I ever fall in hard times and need to start starring in pornographic films, and they ask me, hey, what's your name? I'm like, just call me BB. BB? Yeah.
It's short for...
But fuck. No, wait.
But wait a minute.
I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. It's bad. It's not good. I wouldn't recommend it. But if you want to watch it, if you want to tell us we're wrong, go right ahead. Give us some reasoning. We'll listen.
I might not.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us, on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.